Hello, this is Elvira, and I welcome you to the Fruit Factory. We are a call to true Israel and the End Times Church. It is time for harvest. The Lord Jesus Christ is sounding the trumpet, and only the fruitful will make it. I am the Lord's worker on this field, in which he desires to create or to train for himself a people who will be qualified and robust in these end times. I am sent as a messenger to his people, Israel, to tell them that the time of the regathering is at hand, but only those who are fruitful will make it till the end. It is not going to be a situation where just anyone, because they have Hebrew blood, will be admitted into Jerusalem. Actually, the Lord told me that only 5% of us are going to make it in the end. He said less than 5%. So, there is a lot of work to do. And I know you may think that that is a very small percentage, but you have to realize that we are in times that are quite dangerous. The Lord revealed to me that more than 50% of humanity, or those who we look at as humanity, are not even human. Yes, shockers, right? But it's the truth. They are not even human. There are some forms, there are different things. There are clones, so they have no soul. There are hybrids, so they have a human appearance, but they have Satan seed. So they are descendants of the Nephilim or different kind of creatures. You know, all the things that you see on TV, the different beasts in these fantasy movies, fantasy shows, things like how are they called? Those who suck blood, vampires, werewolves, and such things. Hollywood has been programming you to accept and to love Satan's seed. There are shapeshifters, so people who are of foreign DNA but can appear as humans. There are aliens, actual aliens. They are already here on the earth. They are not coming. They are not on a distant planet. There is no globe. There are no external planets that the earth that are spinning around the sun. The sun is not. Nothing is spinning around the sun. The earth is not a globe. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. We have been so deeply deceived. And if the things that you're listening to, I'm talking about this right at the beginning of the broadcast. And if this is what is going to make you say that I'm a mad woman, you're welcome to do so. I don't care. Because the Lord has put things in my mouth to speak. And my only job is to speak them. However they are received is not really my responsibility. That is outside of my jurisdiction. So, if you are of African descent, if you've grown up in Africa, or spent considerable amount of time here, then you know that none of what I'm saying is crazy. We know that these beasts exist. We know that there is such a thing as vampires. We have vampires in our families. There are family conflicts where Christian parts of the family are battling, you know, witchcraft parts of this family because the witches are trying to kill the Christians. There are family quarrels where witch and witch are fighting each other and then someone dies. There are so many cases of death. I think at least 90% of death on the African continent especially those countries in the central or West African space. There's also a lot of witchcraft in southern Africa. There's witchcraft all over the place. Even in Europe, there's a lot of witchcraft. There is witchcraft in the United States. Asia, they don't know anything else but witchcraft for most of it. Australia, same. There is witchcraft everywhere. They just know how to hide themselves. And in this season of the end times, they're going to stop hiding themselves. If you go into a West African family that lives on the continent, there is conflict with witchcraft all the time. People know about this stuff, about mermaids. We call them Mamiwata. We know about the vampires, blood-sucking people. You're in bed and you see this being with the fangs out who wants to suck your blood, but you discard them with the blood of Jesus. You cast them out with the blood of Jesus. I'm telling you that Christians in Africa, if you're listening to me, you know what I'm talking about. That you cannot take your Christianity lightly, not when you're on the continent, because these people will eat you alive. Witches will eat you. But the sad part is that most of people who call themselves Christians are witches, or they go to witch doctors. They do both. You understand what I'm saying? So the conflict is ongoing, always something going on with these wild creatures. We know that people transform themselves. They transform themselves into leopards, into birds, into bats, into lions. This thing that has been popularized in the West, they call it my spirit animal. Oh, look at her. She does. When you look at someone who is doing something that you like or that you'd also do. Oh, that's my spirit animal. Look at her. She also wears these shoes. My spirit animal. You're saying that with so much carelessness. So much carelessness. You don't know that they actually exist. Spirit animals. In Africa, we know that. The most common one is the serpent. Different kinds, different sizes, but I don't know an African child who has grown up on the continent and who has not come across some kind of witchcraft thingy happening. It is reality for us. All of this is reality for us. But I know that most of the people who are listening to this are not from the continent. Almost every person at this point is not from Africa. So I just wanted to mention that because you listen to these things and you think it is far-fetched. It's not. A lot of societies live with this knowledge. People in Asia know that these things are real. Africans know. We know. You know that when you're in the village, you shouldn't go to the river after a certain hour of the night. Because if you go there, you're going to talk to Mami Water. And she's going to eat you alive. Or she's going to bewitch you. You'll go missing for a few days and then come back a different person. Because she has bewitched you, she has possessed you, and now you are actually a host of one of her spirits. We know that there are parts of the village where you don't want to go alone. Because there is a man who transformed himself into a leopard there. And if you have the bad luck to go there whilst he's in his transformed state, he will eat you. Look, these things are things that are still in the West. They are still hidden, right? In certain communities, they are known, but they are also not out in the open. It remains something that is quite secretive. But because we know, because it's the culture, we know. And because a lot of people are practicing it, We know. But a time is coming, very, very soon, when these creatures will not hide themselves any longer. You will walk around and see someone with vampire teeth on the street. And because you have watched so much The Vampire Diaries, you will think they are your friend. Then they will suck your blood and kill you because you lack prudence and you lack wisdom. Westerners are very careless. The things that I see sometimes. Sleepovers. Whose child? Not mine. Not mine. How do you send your... You do not even know who your neighbors are. And when these things begin to come out, when these truths, when these people become emboldened because the beast is going to rise, their ruler, their leader is going to give them free leeway to just be themselves. When the season of the lawless one will be at its peak, you will see these people out in the open. You've watched shows like Supernatural. You've watched all of these superhero movies. They are just programming you. They are prepping you for what is coming. Because the Nephilim are coming. And the Nephilim are exactly what you see in those superheroes. Wolverine with the beast-like looking guy with blades in his hand. These are creatures that exist. Superman, same. Super strength and whatnot, can fly and so forth. But you've seen so many stories about these people that have softened your heart, that you will see a Superman-like Nephilim, and you'll say, oh my goodness, he looks like Superman. And then you will associate Superman's character, who is somewhat the savior of the whole of the universe, right, to this being. But he's nothing like the Superman they showed you on TV. Nephilim hate human beings. They hate us with such a passion that you cannot even imagine. Aliens hate us. They think we are second-class beings. They see themselves as mighty, as intelligent, as advanced, and we are primitive. They hate us. So you'll be sat there and say, you know, you should let people live, you know, be tolerant. Go and do your tolerance with the Nephilim. It is your corpse that is going to speak for you later on. And when you will make it to the gates of hell, you say, Father, how am I here in the gates of hell? I thought I'm going to heaven. And the Lord will be like, get away from me, you lawless one. So, that had nothing to do with today's prophecy, but the Holy Spirit had things to say, and he took over and said it. So now I'm going to go into the prophecy proper. And the title of this prophecy is The USA, Russia, and Judah's Exodus. It is a prophecy that was given to me by the Lord Jesus Christ on August 30th, 2024. I was not doing something particular. I was actually writing other prophecies for publishing on the blog. And the Lord started talking. And he was just talking. And after a few words, I realized that he was dictating a prophecy to me. So I opened up a page on my computer and began to write it down. I think it was on my phone. It was on my phone. Was it? I can't recall. Whether it was the phone or the computer, I started writing it down. And what he's talking about here is he's providing more information towards the second exodus of Israel, the Israelites. Precisely, or more specifically, for the people of Judah. especially the people of Judah of the United States. The people of Judah of the United States are the black population of the United States that was brought to the United States on slave ships. If you read Deuteronomy 28, verse 68, it is specifically specified there by Yah that one of the curses that we would endure if we didn't keep his statutes is we would be sent back to slavery on ships. So it is exactly what happened. Why? Because Yah always does exactly what he says. When he says something, he absolutely means it. And the prophecy that I'm about to read here is no different. So I'm just going to read out the statement that the Lord gave me. And then we'll go into the banner scripture for the prophecy. And whatever further information the Lord desires to add onto this prophecy, I will allow him to interject and to provide commentary if necessary. So, the USA, Russia, and Judah's Exodus is the title of the prophecy. And thus says the Lord. Vladimir Putin. Would you say Putin or Putin? You know what? Let me just read it. Forgive me. Vladimir Putin has vested interests in the restoration of Israel. He will be one of the drivers of that process so as to destabilize the United States and her relationship with the fake Jews even further, says the Lord. Putin will use it to get an upper hand in the war as the US scrambles to keep both her allies and herself alive. Europe will support Putin in the end as they observe America getting weaker and weaker. Asia and the Middle East will also support the second Exodus in the end because of how much they will hate America and her usual manner of belittling and abusing them. In that day, it will be more about weakening the nation that used to call herself the greatest nation in the world and bringing her low. But I, the Lord God, will be the one making this happen. I will accomplish Isaiah 60, and the entire world will watch and contribute to its fulfillment. For those who did not know, it is the fake Jews and their father, Satan, who rule the government of the United States, not the ones whose faces you see plastered on your screens. The fake Jews are Satan's children, and I will destroy them all in the end. The Yehudim will die, says the Lord. I, the Lord God, have spoken, and every word you have heard come out of my mouth shall surely come to pass. This is where the Lord's statement stops. And I would like for us to just emphasize certain details in this prophecy that the Lord has spoken. The Lord is saying that Vladimir Putin has vested interests in the restoration of Israel. And I can attest to the fact that the Lord gave me a vision of Putin listening to this podcast. Good morning, Mr. Putin. You will be empowered by Yah to contribute to the return of his people. And so, he has laid it out here for you to listen. And he will have more words for you. I would suggest you think about just believing in him and becoming one of his, because he has a lot of plans for Russia. So you might as well just become a true Christian nation. But anyway, Russia, you know, the country of Russia was mentioned by the Lord in a prophecy about World War III titled Deadlier Than World War I and World War II Combined. This prophecy was from August 14th, 2024. And in that prophecy, the Lord mentioned Russia as one of the giants of the Third World War. And here he's mentioning Russia once more, and he's talking about how people will side as time goes on. And I believe that this will be directly linked and connected to World War III. Because in World War III, the Lord discloses that it is during that war that he will begin the practical, like the logistical process of carrying his people, transporting them back to the promised land. So both prophecies are directly connected. And in the prophecy about World War III, the Lord also spoke about certain countries that are found in the Middle East. If I am to go and look at it right now as we speak, the countries of the Middle East that were mentioned were first Israel, second Palestine, third Iran, fourth Iraq, and the United Arab Emirates. And the Lord said in that prophecy that Iran, Iraq, and the United Arab Emirates would be forming the Islamic coalition. So they are going to become some allies and an allyship to form a coalition in this war. And in that prophecy, he called Russia a giant. So, with that in mind, now in this prophecy, the Lord is saying that Europe will support Putin in the end. Asia and the Middle East will also support the return of the Israelites to their homeland. So the Lord is already telling us and laying the ground exactly for what the Bible has been talking about, that the Gentiles will rebuild the walls of Israel. They will come to the gates of Jerusalem and offer up their treasure, their gold and silver to the Lord's people as he restores them and vindicates them. And then the Lord says, I will accomplish Isaiah 60. But before we go into Isaiah 60, it is important to notice a small detail here. The fact that the US will scramble to keep both her allies and herself alive. It means that there will be allies to the United States in this situation that the Lord is talking about. And when, if we are to go and look back into the World War III prophecy that the Lord gave, he spoke about the US being weakened and quite crushed in that prophecy. That the Third World War they are going to feel crushed because the US would have come out of a civil war within its borders. So the army, the people, and all of that would have been crushed already. And so they would enlist the help of Africans. I'm going to be coming out with the written, I'm going to publish it during this week, the upcoming week, the week of the 2nd of August, that prophecy will be published about how exactly the US is going to bribe certain African countries to join them in the war. They will not so much collaborate with the governments and the different militaries, but rather they will find a way to enlist the people of the country to be part of their armies. And I saw the way those soldiers looked. They looked like cyborgs. So most of them had some kind of replacement on them, some metallic or robotic member. It could be a hand, it could be a leg, it could be an eye or something like that, or part of their faces. They were half human, half robots. So these two prophecies are directly connected to each other. And I'm going to be adding the link to the prophecy of deadlier than World War One and World War Two combined. That is the prophecy on the war, on the Third World War, that the Lord provided on August 14th, 2024. I will highly suggest that you listen to that prophecy. It is already recorded in broadcast, or you go and read it. It's actually better to read it. And then you can connect the dots between both prophecies because they are directly connected. So, the Lord speaks here about Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60 is a prophecy where the Lord talks about how Israel is going to shine, basically. And I am going to read you just a little snippet of that, where he talks about the neighboring nations and the nations of the world coming and giving Israel, you know, coming to Israel and recognizing Israel and so forth. It starts at Isaiah chapter 60, and we begin at verse 4, where it says, "Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side." So the Lord is saying here that the sons will come from afar. So the people, the Israelites that are all around the world will return, and the daughters too. Right? Verse 5 says, "Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you." So the Lord is saying that after the regathering and the sons and daughters being brought back, the radiance of Israel will return. His favor, the favor of the sea, so the favor of, because the sea back in the day was a transport mechanism, the main transport mechanism, and it was a massive source of trade in ships and so forth. So when he says the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, it means that the abundance of the riches of the world, the riches of through trade and through the different markets and so forth, merchandise and so forth, shall be turned to you. And then he literally says, the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. And then in verse 6, he says, the multitude of camels shall cover your land. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. The Lord is saying that all of your neighbors, and even beyond your neighbors, they shall all bring their riches, they shall all bring gifts, the gold and the incense and the camels and so forth. They will bring that to you to proclaim the praises of God, to realize and recognize that you are indeed his people. That is what the Lord is saying, that this is where God lives. So we are coming here with all, bearing all of these gifts for the Lord. And then verse 7 says, All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall ascend with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Glory, hallelujah. So he's giving further detail about how the riches, the wealth of the neighbors, of the nations are going to be ministering to Israel, and how he will glorify himself through Israel. He wants to use Israel, as he has always said, as the template, the nation through which the rest of the nations will know that he is God. That has always been his plan, right from the beginning, from Genesis. And it will continue to be his plan until it is fulfilled. I am here to proclaim the way that this messenger of God, Isaiah, proclaimed. I am proclaiming it. These are the words of the Lord, that Vladimir Putin has vested interests in this process of Israel being regathered, the true Israel being regathered. And he said previously that it will begin, this process will begin in the midst of the Third World War. When is that? I don't know. Will it be at the beginning of the war, towards the end of the war, just when the war is ending, or right in at the heat of it? I have no idea, my friends. You know, God is an eternal being. His timing is not our timing. God can tell you, I am accomplishing this right now, in a few minutes, and you wait for 7 years. You understand? Or he can say, this is coming soon. And then it happens 2 weeks from now. So God does not live in time like you and I. So when will this happen? I do not know. But will it happen? Absolutely yes. So then the Lord talks about the Yahudim, the fake Jews. This is mentioned in the Word of God in Revelation 2 verse 9 and Revelation 3 verse 9 in the words of Jesus Christ himself through the testimony that he gave to John. The Lord Jesus Christ told to, as he was giving the different prophecies to John, he mentioned these people that he calls the fake Jews. He says, I know of them that pretend to be Jews, but are not, but rather are the synagogue of Satan. So that is what the Lord is alluding to in this part of the prophecy, when he says that the fake Jews, their father is Satan, and they are the ones who are behind the government of the United States. That the faces that you're seeing, president this, president that, may it be Democratic or Republican, all of that is irrelevant. Behind it all is one body of people, the fake Jews, the same people who rule over Hollywood. They are also the Yahudim. They are the ones who own the financial systems of the world. They own the Federal Reserve of the United States, out of which the US dollar is manufactured. It is not federal, by the way. It has nothing to do with the government. It is a privately owned company, and it is owned by the head, the top family of fake Jews named the Rothschild. The Rothschilds are the ones who are behind the fake nation of Israel. That is why that satanic symbol of sorcery and witchcraft, the inverted triangles, which are actually a visual representation of the number of the beast, 666. That sign is the sign of the Rothschilds. They are the ones who orchestrated the whole reunion of Israel, or yes, we are bringing them back and so forth. It has nothing to do with God. So if you're a Christian, you still believe in that, please don't. All of that was Satan's work. And is it a new thing? It's not. Satan does this all the time. He tries to copy God. He tries to blaspheme him. And he has an entire army of people that he has been working with for decades, for centuries now, to bring to this point that we are in. The whole thing of the new world order, the one world government, which is basically the beast system. You can read more about the beast system in Revelation 13, in Daniel 12. This whole thing, Satan has been working on it for centuries. His end game is the beast system. And we are stepping into that system right now, because the beast of Revelation 13 is Barack Obama. And Barack Obama is alive and aging already, right? So Barack Obama, this is what the Lord confirmed to me. I first heard it from the prophecy ministry, the Master's Voice prophecy blog that is helmed by Celestial. She spoke about it. It's there that I heard this prophecy for the first time. And as soon as I got that identity, I asked the Lord. He said, yes, it is him. He confirmed it to me. Barack Obama. So if Barack Obama is the beast of Revelation 13, you all out there who are not acting as if we are in the beast in the end times, yet Barack Obama is the beast. I don't know how many years he has left on this planet. But what is sure is that if you are to live your life normally and not to die like tomorrow or something like that, if you are to just live out your years, you will live through that book of Revelation. We are in it. We, our generation, will live through that. So, what the Lord is saying here is that there is a whole show, there's a whole mirage, a political game in the United States. And many people who have been called conspiracy theorists know this. They know it. They know that there is such a thing called the deep state, which is the state that is actually governing all the states of the world. And that the leaders that we see are only puppets of these states. This deep state, they are the ones who decide. And the Lord is saying that the ones who are ruling that deep state, the ones who have that power and authority, are the fake Jews, the Yahudim, the Ashkenazi Jews, their leadership. The ones who bully you as soon as you say something bad about them, because that's how Satan acts. Satan is wicked. And the world is going to see just how wicked these people are. And when the Third World War will begin, their wickedness will be even more pronounced and exposed for all to see. And the Lord has already announced the end of the fake Jews. He said it. There are at least three different prophecies in which the Lord has mentioned them and told them that he will kill them. There is a prophecy from August 2nd titled, "I am your avenger, says the Lord to Justin Bieber." In that prophecy, the Lord talks about how this young man, Justin Bieber, was abused beyond explanation, beyond comprehension, abused, and he continues to be oppressed. And he was telling him, "I will avenge you." And in that prophecy, he also talked about the fact that Justin Bieber is a descendant of servants of God, of men of God. And he does have a calling upon his life. That is why he was so targeted by Satan and so incredibly destroyed by him. But he, the Lord said, he will avenge and redeem this young man. And if he said it, he will do it. If it takes 40 years, it takes 40 years. But at the end, it will do it. He will do it. If it takes 2 years, it takes 2 years. But in the end, it will happen. Because once God proclaims something, it does. There is no going around it. And I'm not saying these things out of my own capacity. I am speaking the words that the Lord put in my mouth to speak. Another prophecy where he spoke about the Yahudim, the fake Jews, and how they will die is in Journey to the Land of Milk and Honey. And in this prophecy, he actually showed me the land, the current land of Israel, the fake Israel, being swallowed up by the earth, disappearing as if it was never there. He called that land vacant. In God's mind, Israel is a vacant land. There are not even people living on it. So you who is sending your money to support those Satanists, you need to stop and repent. Because you've been financing Satan's work. If you look into the Bible, Ashkenaz, who is the forefather of these fake Jews, he is not even a descendant of Shem. And you know the word Semite comes from the word Shem. You know that. So when they call you anti-Semitic for not believing their lies, they bully you as soon as you say something bad. You cannot be anti-Semitic against them. They are not even Semitic. That is how much they lie. They have deceived the world. And God said they will die. I prophesied they will die. And they are the ones who will also destroy Mystery Babylon, which is America. Mystery Babylon of Revelation 17, 18 is America. The United States of America. The US dollar is about to crash. Americans, if you're wise, start praying and fasting for your own salvation, because your land is under a curse. Your land is under a curse. And your leaders are the children of Satan. Another prophecy where the Lord spoke about that. Where the Lord spoke about the Yehudim is the prophecy I just mentioned. Deadlier than World War I and World War II combined. From August 14th, 2024. Where he also said that this will be deadlier. So if you combine the death toll, right, of World War I and World War II, you add them together, it is still not going to reach the amount of death that we will see during World War III. If you've not read that prophecy, please go and read it. I will add the link in the description, in the description area. And so, the banner scripture for this was Revelation 18, verse 1 to 8. And I'm going to be reading in the New King James Version. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place for demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed, mix double for her. In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as queen and am no widow, and I will not see sorrow. Therefore, her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judges her. So, the Lord has chosen this scripture to be the banner scripture for this prophecy, because clearly the prophecy revolves around the fact that people will turn on the US. And that's exactly what this scripture is saying, that the US will fall. The US will fall. And the Lord is asking his people to vacate Mystery Babylon, to come out of her, to come out of her. You cannot remain an ally of this nation. Any allyship, any attempt to defend Mystery Babylon will lead you to your own demise. It will lead you to your own death. Because Mystery Babylon is the big harlot of Revelation. And once the Lord has proclaimed something thousands of years ago, there is no turning around that. If Mystery Babylon was judged in 2,000 years ago, it is not your prayers today for Mystery Babylon that are going to get her out of that. There is nothing you can do for Mystery Babylon. Do you understand what I mean? The Lord proclaimed this 2,000 years ago, and the time for her judgment is at hand. So all you can do is do exactly what he asks you to do. Come out of her, lest you share in her sins. Unless you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven. Can you imagine how far heaven is out there, up there? Yet this nation has succeeded in qualifying herself, filling up the cup of her iniquity all the way to the heavens. And you know, as I was writing this prophecy down, the Lord told me that he will repay America for what America did to his people. Her punishment will be very ugly, because she is the one who enslaved Judah for 400 years. And then there were subsequent years of continuous oppression, continuous murder, continuous destruction of black families in America. Till this day, they are hunted down to be destroyed and killed. The men are being imprisoned. There is a target still till this day on their backs. Mystery Babylon will not stop oppressing the people of God. Why? Well, because she's a harlot. Because her parents, her actual leaders, are the fake Jews. And the fake Jews are Satan's children. So Satan is never going to stop persecuting God's children. But the Lord is proclaiming here and now that America's destruction will be slow and painful. And that he is going to rescue his people. Judah will be liberated. Judah will be free. And you can read Zechariah 12 and Zechariah 13. In the Bible, they talk about the liberation of Judah. the Exodus will happen. And the Lord said that Judah's liberation will be one of the elements that will greatly impact Mystery Babylon, the United States of America. It will impact her socially, economically, and politically. And this ties into what the Lord's statement earlier said, that Putin is going to support this, and in the end, the rest of Europe, Asia, and the Middle East will also support this, because their desire will be to weaken America. America does not realize that it is Judah that made her the nation that she was because of the slave trade, the slavery, the free labor for more than four centuries. And Judah continues to be a very important part of her social, economically, and political world. So when Judah begins its process to be liberated, it is going to shake her at the core. America will be shook at the core during this process. And it won't be a straight up process at all. All of the other prophecies that the Lord has given about this, the second Exodus, show us that it's not going to be something where they are just, we are going to be put on planes and, you know, dropped off at Tel Aviv. No. The same way that the Lord spoke about Babylon the Great in Revelation, the Lord is saying that he will make a spectacle of America so that the world will look and know that he is a God who keeps his word, and that he will avenge his people, and the world will know that this fate that America will have will be because God is judging her. They will know that she's getting the repayment for all her sins, among which one of the major ones is that inhumane slavery. You know, the Lord made me see what the Black Americans went through. And just within a few frames, I was in tears. Black families. He showed me how they were torn apart. He showed me the rapes. Both men and women were raped. He showed me how they would take the head of a family, rape him in front of his family, his wife, and his children, just so that they could demean him and humiliate him and break his spirit and break his soul. And then they would hang him and laugh about it. The most inhumane things known to humanity. The way they would rape children. The way they would take away your child. Just when the child is, you know that age around one or two? When the child is not that dependent any longer on their mother, they take away the child. And you don't know if you're ever going to see that child again. They send the child to another farm or to another, I don't know what. They sell the child there and that's it. I mean, it was not a point, including that in this prophecy was not the point. But I just have to say, the Lord showed me the kind of things that Judah of America has suffered and is still suffering today. And yeah, it was very tough to watch. I am of Judah, but I'm not American. I'm part of Judah that stayed on the continent. Yeah, it was really hard. It was very, very hard to watch. And I just started praying and interceding for Judah, and I keep praying and interceding. Well, it's my calling. I don't, you know, this is what occupies my time. Israel is what occupies my time. Yep, it is. So, The Lord talked about the fact that he will avenge his people. In the prophecy that was published on August 26, 2024, it's titled, The Call of the Avenger. I've already recorded and posted it here in broadcast format, so you can listen to that if you will, or you can go to the blog and type that title, The Call of the Avenger, or even if you put in Avenger, it's going to show up in the search bar. So, you know, the end times, the tribulation and the judgment of God and the wrath of God that is being unleashed on the earth in these end times. It is the Lord who is balancing the scales, right? Because the Lord is a just judge, and there is nothing that he will leave. There is no stone that he will leave unturned. So America, know what is coming for you. Distress and calamity is coming for you. And if you're wise, you will start praying and fasting for your family to ask the Lord how you can go about it, to ask him for specific instruction about your specific situation, because what is coming to America, the world has not seen that yet. There is no judgment in the Bible that is quite as explicit, apart from the people of God, right? Israel, because there's a long judgments about Israel all around, all through the Bible. The Lord kept telling his people, we have about a third of the Bible that pertains to this, at least a fourth of the Bible that pertains to judgment of Israel, things regarding Israel, her stubbornness and her regathering. It has always been about God and his people. But aside from Israel, Mystery Babylon is one of those prophecies. The prophecies about Mystery Babylon is one of those that is quite explicit and quite harsh and drastic, right? How people will look at her and cry and wail for her, whilst others will mock at her. You need to read that. Read Revelation 17, Revelation 18, and even Revelation 19 to get an idea. So, there is a prophecy that is already published on the blog, but I've not published it in broadcast just yet, that says Europe, Sidon of Ezekiel 28, and Israel's repatriation. There the Lord also talked about Europe's judgment, about for the role they played in Israel's oppression, per Ezekiel 28. You can read Ezekiel 28 and the part where it is talking about the judgment of Sidon. That is Europe. And more will be spoken about that in the prophecy, as the title has, as I've just read the title. That prophecy, Europe, Sidon of Ezekiel 28, and Israel's repatriation. Because Europe has played a big part also in the oppression of the Lord's people. Europe has killed a lot of people, just generally, you know, caused a lot of harm. But this prophecy is particularly for their sins against the people of Israel. Then after that, there will be different sanctions for different European countries, but the Lord spoke to me about that and asked me to publish Ezekiel 28, the Sidon of Ezekiel 28 to be Europe, and how that is their punishment or the repayment for what they did to his people. So, wipe your tears, Israel. Just like the Lord said in The Call of the Avenger, wipe your tears because your avenger has risen. Those who oppressed you will be oppressed. Those who crushed you will be crushed. Those who destroyed you will be destroyed. Be strengthened and strengthen yourself in the Lord. Call upon the name of Yahweh and he will surely answer. Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, has risen to vindicate us in the eyes of the nations of the earth. And all of them, just like Isaiah 60 has proclaimed it, they will walk to our shores to honor the God of Israel, and they will rebuild our walls as we are restored and as we regain the possession and our inheritance. So praise be to God. Praise be to Yah for his everlasting faithfulness. And everything that he speaks always comes to pass. Actually, this is what he says. He says, for as the rain comes down and as the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. So these are the words of the Lord, and they will prosper for the things for which he sent it. Every word he has spoken in this prophecy will come to pass. And when it does, you will be reminded of the fact that the Lord had prophesied it, and he has watched for his word to bring forth exactly what he pleases. My name is Elvira, and this is the Fruit Factory. We are a call to True Israel and the End Times Church. It is time for harvest. The Lord Jesus Christ is sounding the trumpet, and only the fruitful will make it. Israel, make sure that wherever you are in the world, whatever you are doing right now, that you will be part of the fruitful. Because the pruning process of those branches is going to be harsh. And the Lord expects from you a double portion, because he also gave you a double portion. Thank you for listening, and I will speak to you in the next broadcast. Goodbye.